home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Parenthood tells the Trump administration, keep your money. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The organization is turning down millions in federal subsidies to help cover low-income women's care. In Washington, Fox's Rachel Sutherland.
Chris, Planned Parenthood is giving up federal money rather than comply with the new Trump administration rule forbidding the organization from giving women referrals for abortions. Planned Parenthood's acting president says the administration is forcing it out of the federal Title X program and warned some patients may experience delays in getting care. Abortion rights opponents cheered the decision. The Health and Human Services Department issued a statement saying Planned Parenthood is abandoning its obligations to serve patients under the Title X program. Chris?
Rachel, thank you. A week and a half after Jeffrey Epstein's death in federal custody, the acting Federal Bureau of Prisons chief has been removed from that position by Attorney General William Barr. Epstein leaves behind an estate worth more than $577 million, according to court papers. That'll now be fought over. Fox's Tanya J. Powers is live in New York.
Chris, Jeffrey Epstein signed a new will on August 8th. That's just 2 days before he killed himself in the Manhattan federal jail. And a law firm representing the estate has confirmed that those court papers were filed last week in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Those papers do not list details of beneficiaries. Several attorneys representing Epstein's accusers have vowed to go after his assets. He was facing sex trafficking charges, and now several attorneys, like I said, representing his accusers are going to see about getting that.
Well, Tanya, a man is holding dozens of people hostage on a public bus in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, threatening to set that bus on fire. The standoff's happening on a busy bridge. Four hostages who've been let go tell police the man's poured gasoline inside the bus and identified himself as a policeman. We're told the man has not made any particular demands and appears to have psychological problems. A man reported to have flashed a housekeeper at a hotel in Atlanta died trying to jump from one balcony to the other to escape hotel security. Didn't make it. America is listening to Fox News.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
When it comes to your identity and devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you might be in danger. That's why you need LifeLock with Norton Security to look out for silent threats in today's digital universe. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps detect threats to your identity, and Norton protects against online threats. Join now at LifeLock.com and use promo code NEWS to get 10% off your first year.
Police say a man suspected of stabbing someone to death at California State University at Fullerton ran off on foot. They're looking for him now.
The campus is in mourning after the death of a retired administrator. Investigators say Stephen Sheck Kung Chan was stabbed many times and found inside his car in a university parking lot. They believe the suspect targeted Chan and left a backpack under his car that contained a crude, flammable device and items that could be used in a kidnapping. Police don't have a motive. No students were on the campus at the time because classes hadn't started. Even though he was retired, Chan had returned to the school as a special consultant. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
It's going to be a hot August day in a lot of the country.
Heat warnings and advisories continue today across multiple portions of the country, including the plains, the southwest, and the Philadelphia metro area. Temperatures will feel well over 100 degrees for millions of people. Strong storms will be possible this afternoon and this evening across the central plains and the Midwest with large hail, damaging winds, and isolated tornadoes.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. The world's oldest living pet celebrates another birthday.
Tommy the tortoise just turned 121. And if she could talk, she'd have quite a story to tell. The endangered Herman's tortoise has lived with the same British family since 1909. And through all those years, there have been 21 U.S. presidents, 6 English monarchs, and 2 world wars. Her British mom, as you might call her, tells the UK Metro, Tommy's favorite thing to do? Racing around the garden. That is when she's not hibernating for 6 months out of the year. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Stock markets overseas mostly up today, a little bit. Dow futures are up 29 points, about an hour and a half ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street.
I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Hey, good Tuesday morning, ESPN 93.5. Local news brought to you by Classic Plumbing, honest, affordable, and professional. With a 2-year warranty on all their work, call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The family of Yin-Yin Zhang has established an endowment fund through the University of Illinois Foundation. Zhang is the University of Illinois student kidnapped and killed by Brent Christensen, who was sentenced to life in prison. Zhang's fiance had remarks that were read by Zhang's brother, saying they set up the fund because Yin-Yin was always willing to help others when they were in need. The fund will help international students and their families in times of crisis. Zhang's family offered the lead gift for the fund of $30,000. That money was raised through a GoFundMe effort. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a bill into law that's designed to push people away from predatory lenders and toward banks. WGN says the Bank On bill allows the state's comptroller's office to work with banks, credit unions, and other financial institutions to encourage people without bank accounts to use services with low or no fees. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. There's scattered strong storms. In fact, a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 3 o'clock this afternoon. I've heard around 10 a.m. things could get shaken up. We've got a high around 85 expected today, 68 our low tonight. Late showers in the forecast tomorrow, a 40% chance of that. That with a high 82, low 64, 78 the high with a 40% chance of showers on Thursday. Right now we're at 71. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, watching those come down from kind of the Iowa City range and moving down, but some red on radar, so could be an event around here. We'll keep our eyes on it for you. ESPN 93.5, kind of an historic event tonight at State Farm. A Beatle for the first time ever in Champaign, Urbana. The drummer, Ringo Starr.
Every time I see your face, it reminds me of the places we used to go. But all I've got is a photograph, and I realize you're not coming back anymore.
Yeah, that'll be tonight at State Farm Center. I mean, I would think there'd be a good crowd there. I mean, it is a Beatle. You know, I don't know if you're going to be bowled over and said this is the greatest. I mean, but it's a Beatle. It's Ringo.
You come on like a dream. Peaches and green. It's like strawberry wine. You're 16. You're beautiful.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be a great show tonight. State Farm Center. Again, historic to have one of them in town. It's never happened before. All right, big thing at Parkland last night with Rodney Davis, Brad Holbrook, state representative and a congressman together, decidedly Democratic audience, as you could probably predict.
And was it friendly?
Well, they booed.
Contentious.
They booed when he said Donald Trump wasn't racist. Picture in the front page of the News Gazette. Good job by Tim Mitchell. Anyway, there's a photograph by Robin Schultz of a woman reacting when Davis and Holbrook said there was no knowledge of white nationalism in Champaign-Urbana. They thought that was laughable.
Okay.
I've lived here all my life, and I can't tell you I've ever run into a white nationalist. Maybe I don't know. Maybe they're undercover or something. Listen, there's prejudice all over. We're not born that way. You learn that stuff.
Right.
You don't come out. Watch a couple of three-year-olds playing. They could give a darn if you're green, blue, white, or black, or Asian. They don't care. We learn that from wherever. And so to say there's a white nationalism issue in Champaign Urbana, got me. And I've been here all my life. I haven't seen it.
That's right.
It doesn't mean there aren't. But there's a lot of people in small itty-bitty pockets, right? I mean, you got some weird people living among us. There's no doubt about it.
That's right.
Anyway, it was the kind of crowd you could probably expect. It was, again, decidedly Democratic. And then a guy said, which is terribly inappropriate, said, so you dodged a bullet that makes you an expert on gun control?
Oh, no.
Rodney was part of the baseball practice where the guy was going to kill everybody, Bernie Sanders supporter, except the Capitol Police shot him dead.
Right.
And so Rodney jumped on him, which is good for him.
Okay, good.
I mean, Rodney Davis.
I just don't know how Rodney prepares for stuff like this.
You know what? I think he's himself.
Okay.
I don't think he plans anything, and he's not afraid to stand up. So here's a guy that said, so you dodged a bullet that makes you an expert. That is unbelievably classless. Congressman Davis said, you know what's amazing to me? You have somebody so politically intoxicated that would say, so you dodged a bullet. I didn't know there was a political litmus test for people who are gun violence victims. Would you have the audacity to say that to a survivor of El Paso or Las Vegas or anywhere else? So good for Congressman Davis giving it back to this yo-yo.
Mm-hmm. Well, but I wonder if there were some good discussions.
Well, they apparently covered a lot. You're not going to please a crowd that is left. I mean, they're just going to be against you no matter what you say. But they touched on Social Security. They touched on farm tariffs, building a wall, Donald Trump tweets, a lot of stuff we touched on here on the show with him. But no, I think it sounded like it went fine. It was 90 minutes to 2 hours last night at Parkland College.
Open government night with Rodney Davis.
All right, Cardinals win. They had a no-hitter going. They took Dakota Hudson out, and he was throwing a no-hitter. He had a historic night going, but he had 111 pitches, and it was 6 2/3. He almost went 7 full with no hits. Cardinals got into the 8th inning without a hit when Gallegos, the reliever, came in and held it for a couple of outs, but the Milwaukee Brewers ended up getting a hit in the 9th, but I think that was it. One hitter, Cardinals win. We'll get all the details coming up next, and now full half game in front of Chicago, who plays tonight in Wrigley. All your details coming up next.
Take advantage of less commotion and traffic in campus town and slow down at Naya. Naya Restaurant, a fresh take on modern Italian cuisine, highlighted by Asian cooking technique. Make reservations, view the menu, and get the backstory at NayaRestaurant.com. Naya Restaurant in Campus Town at 212 East Green Street. Open Monday through Thursday, 5 to 9:30. Friday and Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. Naya Restaurant.
Feet aching after a long day? Not smelling so pretty either? Try the new fatigue-reducing insoles from Odor Eaters. They give you serious foot support with MVP-level odor control. The shock-absorbing gel pad and contoured shape provide excellent comfort to minimize fatigue. Plus, with the power of Odor Eaters, they can tackle the toughest foot odor. Pick up a pair today at Walmart, Target, or other fine retailers. And don't forget Odor Eater sprays and powder. Fatigue-reducing insoles, real foot support, plus the best in odor defense from Odor Eaters.
Sam A. Strike with Mattex Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. For 25 years, Mattex has been Central Illinois' premier provider for home services. We've worked hard to build long-term relationships with our customers. At Mattex, we strive for excellence and give you the personal attention you not only expect, but deserve. Visit MattexService.com today and see all the ways our trained and certified technicians can serve you. We specialize in train but service all brands. That's MattexService.com. Get the fix with Mattex.
Schedule your AC maintenance today.
Get your baseball grub here. Get your baseball grub here. Get your game day eats at Value Check that doesn't break the bank. Value Check is cost plus fools, meaning everything is priced at or below cost on the shelf with just 10% fee added at checkout. Unbelievable savings. They have a great selection, knowledgeable staff, convenient location in 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign. So go on into Value Check and save loads of money on your next grocery trip.
All right, quarter after 7, you can always text in 359-2255. Sports headlines, Diane Ducey.
Cardinals win 3-0 over Milwaukee. Let's get your Redbird recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data, and you can save up to 40%. Go to SpectrumMobile.com today.
Well, John Rooney, Dakota Hudson was something last night, wasn't he?
And he was part of another shutout, Mike. That's 8 shutouts this year for Cardinal pitching. And with the combined shutout, that's 4 in the month of August as the Cardinals won 3-0. And the Cardinals played really good baseball, scoring 2 runs in the 5th. They got a home run from Paul DeJong in the 6th inning, but the pitching did the rest. Hudson had a no-hitter going. He gave way. Finally, a one-hitter as a double by Yasmani Grandal off Giovanni Gallegos, and that was it. Andrew Miller was able to finish up, and the Cardinals have beaten the Brewers 3-0 and lead the Cubs by a half game and the Brewers by 3.
And we take on Milwaukee tonight against the left-hander Gonzalez. Michael Walker will go, and we're on the air at 5:50 with the pregame show, 6:35, the play-by-play.
Did you know that with Spectrum Mobile, you could save big on your wireless bill? Get our Buy the Gig plan for just $14 a gig and pay for only the data you use. Unlimited talk and text included. Go ahead, grab your wireless bill and compare. Use a lot of data? We've got you covered. Ask about our unlimited data plan. Spectrum Mobile, the best network, the best devices, the best value. Get Spectrum Mobile today at SpectrumMobile.com. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for offer restrictions and details.
Cubs with the day off yesterday have a contest against the San Francisco Giants.
Yep.
That's a 7:05 start on US 105.9.
This is reveal week for the Giants. They think they want to be part of the wild card, but they're going to have to do something in Chicago because they can get totally put out there without some wins, but it's going to be tough because the Cubs are 41-19 at home.
And it's at Wrigley
Field.
Cole Hamels on the mound for the Chicago Cubs. Tyler Beede for San Francisco. We had the Chicago White Sox beating Minnesota 6-4. They've got a 7-10 contest. Jose Abreu with a big 3-run homer in the second. Well, Marquez Beeson looks like he has season-ending knee surgery coming up. He will still have 4 years of eligibility after he heals up. He'll be a great Illini player, but we've got that. August 31st, the season starts against Akron. They've got the AP poll out, and Clemson is at the top in Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma, and the Ohio State
around
the top five.
The only question this college football season essentially is, can Alabama beat Clemson? I mean, aren't those the top two?
I suppose.
Upsets can happen, but it's clearly Clemson and Alabama. And Marquez Beeson, the fine freshman, no surprise that he's lost for the season. Lovey said it's a significant knee injury, and he's on crutch. You know, what you just read into that, that generally means not good, and it wasn't. Okay, coming up, next hour I'll talk to songwriter Stephen Bishop. Does anybody remember Stephen Bishop?
My first reaction is On and On?
Yep.
Okay.
Save it for a rainy day.
Love that.
He did the theme to Tootsie.
Yes.
He did the theme to Money Pit. He did an Academy Award nominated song that Phil Collins performed in a movie called White Night.
I remember that one.
The dancing Russian one with Mikhail Baryshnikov, I believe. Gregory Hines.
Yes.
Anyway, Stephen Bishop's on the program today. He'll be up at about 8:30. And this is, you know how I always say this is too darn loud? I could set through an acoustic set with Stephen.
Okay.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, could you play it again?
I love it.
Anyway, we'll talk to Stephen Bishop. Yoshi Hayasaki is truly one of the best guys I know. He has a gymnastics center now. And we're going to visit with him for a moment. That's next. Weather coming up now, brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local printer, copier, printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 35-plus years. WattsCopy.com.
Today's high 85, 68 our low tonight. The 50% chance of showers, could be severe thunderstorms. In fact, there's a watch from now until 3 o'clock this afternoon. They're saying after 10 a.m., things could be coming our way. We've got some afternoon and evening showers showers in the forecast tomorrow with a high 82, low 64. A 40% chance of rain again on Thursday. High 78, low 58. Right now, the temperature's at 71 on ESPN 93.5.
Go check your Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. It is Tuesday. It is August
20th.
20th? 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, Kohl's quarter is stronger than expected. Its sales were weaker, but otherwise Kohl's says its business is getting better and it's seeing signs of a strong back-to-school season. Home Depot's sales improved and earnings were better than expected, but Home Depot is lowering its expectations for the year. Bert Flickinger of Strategic Resource Group says young would-be home buyers need lower interest rates.
Millennials need more money for cheaper houses and to remodel old houses, and the interest rate cuts are really going to be key to drive Home Depot today and the rest of the year and Lowe's for their earnings tomorrow, as well as the whole housing sector.
German chemical and pharmaceutical company Bayer is selling its animal health business to Elanco for $7.6 billion. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Bishop. Anybody remember him?
And she smiles when she feels like crying. On and on, on and on, on and on. Something's telling me it might be you. It's telling me it might be you. All of my life. Better.
That'll be coming up next hour. But he had a lot of hits,
great.
Man.
I agree.
And I like the acoustic guys. I like them. And he wrote a new song, like Mothers Like Daughters. And it kind of hit me kind of like a Harry Chapin, Cats in the Cradle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like your kids are going to do what you do.
Yep, kind of watch what you do.
Yep.
They are.
So we are... We're going to play his new song. That'll be later next hour.
Okay.
It's a Grammy nominated and Oscar nominated,
okay.
Stephen Bishop.
Nice.
Next hour. One of my favorite people on the planet happens to be Yoshi Hayasaki. He's the former Illinois gymnastics coach, and he's national championship coach. He was an amazing gymnast in his own right. Yoshi, how are you?
Good morning, Stevie. How are you? I'm doing fine, though.
Well, tell people how much I taught you about gymnastics. I think that's important to... No, I'm just kidding. Yoshi, you were in gym. You've been in gymnastics your whole life, correct? How did you get started?
I just walked into it in my junior high school in Japan, actually, and that's where I started. So I was kind of late start, you know, considering many top singers today start at 4, 5, 6 years old, but I got started a little late.
And
I guess it'd be okay.
People get into gymnastics not necessarily to be gymnasts, but to help them learn their bodies so they can be great athletes. Isn't that true?
That's true, Stevie. I think, you know, a lot of people go into gymnastics, they think that they're going to be a gymnast, they're competing in Olympics and so forth. But here's the merit to gymnastics. I think gymnastics teaches coordination, strength, and flexibility. It develops agility and balance, and a lot of times speed and power. And things like that, it really is good for any young kids who want to participate in other sports as well. So just to start off with that, it's so much easier for them. So I do recommend that. And besides that, there's just a mental aspect to it. You know, gymnastics teaches the ability to focus and concentrate, and it does take some courage and develop some courage to learn some skills. So those are some merits that people don't realize.
Yeah. Well, you know, Gracie came to Hyatt Soccer Gymnastics, my daughter, so that she could learn to jump a little bit higher on her lyrical dance that she performed at Miss America. And she had a heck of a leap because you guys worked with her to get stronger. And you thought Grace could have been quite a gymnast in her own right had she started when she was like two. So she got into golf instead.
Right.
But she learned so much, and that was just for dancing. That was just for one thing. So there's all kinds of stuff gymnastics can do. And former MVP of the World Series, George Springer, who's with the Houston Astros, has been quoted as saying, "It all began in gymnastics." So, you know, kids, too, they can come as young as, what, two or three or four? What age, Yosh?
Yeah, we have a class we call preschool or tiny tot that could be done starting 2 years old. And, they have so much fun doing that.
Yeah.
And classes are taught, and the parents can join as well. And by the way, we do have some adult class, Stevie.
Really?
You could try that. Yeah, if you're physically fit and want to try, like yourself, you're welcome.
Wait a minute. Yoshi, you've never turned anybody away, but somehow I believe you turned me away. You say, "No, sir." No! Kick me right out. Anyway, Yoshi, you're Yoshi's a, since you started in gymnastics, I want to point out, you're a great golfer. A guy, how'd you shoot him when you were taking a little time off? Did you hit it well?
No, I really enjoyed that. It was part of my hobby. Besides doing gymnastics, and as you know, my daughter got into that also, and we really had a great time. And golf is a really fun sport to be, and they can, you know, golf. You can do that for so long.
Yeah. Well. Mm-hmm. You the man, Yosh. I'm a fan, my friend. I'm a fan. I really appreciate you, buddy. Thanks for waking up early and being on the show. Keep up your great work at Hyatt Soccer Gymnastics. I'll be in touch.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
Say hi to Diane, too.
Hello.
She's right here.
Right.
Thank you, Yosh. Appreciate it. He's a great guy. So that's our offer today.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to pay for a month to go to Yoshi Hayasaki Gymnastics. I'll pay for the month. It's essentially a baby steps in. You can get four lessons. I'll pay them. And you can try it. And if you don't like it, you don't keep going. If you like it, you can pay your own way. But I'll pay for a month.
Okay.
If you would like a month with this gymnastics center, I think he's the absolute best. They won a national championship with Yoshi Hayasaki. He is a great guy. I'm a big fan of Yosh. If you would like to be considered for a month free for your child or for you, he said adult classes.
I guess so.
I really want to join. Text in right now, 359-2255. Text in Jim, G-Y-M.
Okay.
Like gymnastics or Yoshi or something. Just text me. We'll have like a 10-minute window here. If you want to get in for a month free for Yoshi Hayasaki, Hayasaki Gymnastics, I'll pay it. That's how good I think he is. That's how much I think your child or you will like this. Free for a month. Let me take care of you. 359-2255. Text in Yosh or Jim or something that would indicate your interest. All right. 7:30.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden airing his first TV ad in the key caucus state of Iowa today.
We know in our bones this election is different. The stakes are higher, the threat more serious. We have to beat Donald Trump. And all the polls agree Joe Biden is the strongest Democrat to do the job.
The latest FEC numbers, though, show Biden fundraising as of July at $22 million, trailing Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg. We're learning the accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein signed some key documents just before he died.
Court records show Jeffrey Epstein's estate has been valued at more than $577 million, but details of who will get that money are still up in the air. Epstein signed a new will on August 8th, just 2 days before he killed himself in the Manhattan Federal Jail, and a law firm representing the estate has confirmed that those court papers were filed last week in the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, America's listening at Fox News.
Local news now with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by your 217 Mortgage Team. At Illinois National Bank, when you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update.
There is a new opening on the Champaign County Board. The News Gazette says yesterday afternoon, Democrat Tanisha King Taylor told County Board Chairman Geraldo Rosales she was resigning her District 10 seat, effective immediately. Earlier this year, King Taylor took a job at Ohio University in Ohio and had been missing from regular meetings and committee meetings since that time. A new law allows Illinois to take some steps to slow climate change. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a bill into law that repeals the Kyoto Protocol Act of 1998. It limited state action to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. WGN says the U.S. left the Kyoto Act in 2001, but Illinois had put it into state law, so the state had to abide by regulations the federal government no longer had to abide by. The change takes effect January 1st. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hey, it's Michelle Mott with the 217 Mortgage Team with the Illinois National Bank. When you work with us on your home loan, you get a full team of experts. Take Linda, for example. Linda sat on hold for over 45 minutes just trying to get pre-approved.
Please remain on the line as we value your call.
Don't grow frustrated with a company that doesn't care or have the time. Don't be Linda. Come see me and the team at Illinois National Bank for your next home loan.
Illinois National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS number 47721. Michelle's is 1-840-439.
We check your ESPN 93.5. Three-day weather forecast brought to you by Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. Janitorial Supply, locally owned and operated. Betsy and Brad Parks have all the equipment you're looking for or everything you need to clean. And they've got it all, and they do it all, and they service you, and they deliver. They're on Bloomington Road in Champaign, locally owned and operated. CMIClean.com or 359-6262. Watch out for the skies in a few hours.
I would grab some rain gear on your way out, especially if you plan to be out and about between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. We do have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect with some strong storms coming through the area. High 85 expected, 68 our low tonight. We've got a 40% chance of showers late tomorrow, high 82, low 64, and a 40% chance of rain, more mild on Thursday and Friday, with a high around 77, down to around 58 in the evening. Right now we're at 71. ESPN 93.5.
Very happy always to welcome Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund. He's normally my Wednesday guest, but I'm out of town beginning tonight, and so Ed has joined us on Tuesday. Ed, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to be with you, especially after a Cardinals win. I liked that last night. I thought they, again, at least they're playing a real team. The Brewers have some hitters, so that was good to see.
Well, I tell you what, it's a weird feeling. The Cardinals in first place by half a game, and I would still trade anybody or everybody in a deal except for Goldschmidt and Flaherty. So I don't know what to say, except that you never know, right? I mean, this has been some of the worst baseball I've seen the Cardinals play in a decade, but yet here they are.
Yeah, no, and I think that's baseball right now, right, which is fine by me. I don't mind, and I think it's going to be exciting. And, look, we still need a rally squirrel, or we need somebody to – you know, get injured in a way that dramatically somebody saves their life on the field or something, so we can get everybody rallied emotionally a direction. But hopefully that'll come. And it's fun. Look, I love watching baseball, especially this time of year. So it's fun to be in first place. As you say, it makes it feel a lot better.
Ed Martin, let's begin with the recession. Everybody knows the truth. There's a recession. There's a recession. Let me say the word recession. Recession, recession, recession. Is this the new Russia, Russia, Russia?
Well, you know, it would be, except we got the new Russia last week, as you know, Stevie J. I don't know if you saw it, but getting a little bit of coverage. The New York Times editor-in-chief held an all-hands-on-deck staff meeting, and literally the leaked audio of it literally said, well, we spent 2 years on that Russia thing and got a couple of Pulitzers, but it didn't work out. So we're going to turn to racism, and we'll make racism the topic. Okay, everybody, let's get going. I mean, they admitted that they were looking at not the news, but they were looking at what's happening through a prism. So, as you point out, the recession, recession, recession theme is one. Another one, by the way, just to point out how coordinated this feels, on the Sunday Washington Post and the Sunday New York Times, lengthy interviews with Stephen Miller's third grade teacher, his uncle who's a liberal, and others saying he's a bad guy. This is one of Trump's senior advisors. So, you know, I think they're flailing around looking for some way to make something stick. Again, I hope we don't want a recession, right? I hope we get some better some better numbers. The president's pushing for a Fed rate cut. I think that might help. We'll see. I mean, I think there is a danger here, but the danger may be more from the media trying to push it than any of the fundamentals, which seem pretty good.
It feels like there's some in the country who would want bad things for America for power. Do you think that's unfair, or is that a fair assessment?
Well, no, look, I mean, Bill Maher on that, whatever his show's called, you know, he does that show. He said it twice now that he thinks if we had to take a recession, it'd be okay because we got to get rid of Trump. And, and one of his guests said, well, that would hurt thousands, millions of people. And so I do think that. Now, I think it's a smaller number of people than not. And one thing I would say is, like, we don't want to play into this debate. Most Americans are working hard and are coming back from summer or getting ready for school. But there are some that are certainly rooting for that. And that's, look, it reminds me of these two women that went to Israel. They're leaders in the Congress. They're, you know, if you're Israeli, you see these two elected American officials. They're bad-mouthing your country. And they're surprised when they don't say, oh, welcome. We'd love to have you. You know, I mean, you kind of wonder where these people's head are. Common sense would tell you not to try that. Common sense would tell you that the economy is generally in the right direction and a recession would be really bad for people. But there's a lot of common sense seems to be lacking.
Okay, what was going on with Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and Israel? Was this just a thing to make it more illuminating how bad Israel is and that they're not really allies? What was the point of all of that?
Well, I was thinking about this, Stevie J, because I enjoyed coming on. I was thinking about it ahead of time. I brought those two up. I kind of think those two are the first congresswomen and congressmen or congresswomen of the reality TV era, because they haven't passed any laws. They don't have any leadership role. They're not doing anything in their actual governing. And yet they're able to grasp the world attention by exercising a gambit with cameras and with.
You there, Ed? Might have lost Ed. Uh-oh. Right in the middle of a thought.
Shoot.
I think he has a cell phone. That's what I'm on. We'll see if we can grab him back.
Okay. Okay.
All right. It's 7:39. And we just had a few more minutes anyway. But he was talking about the whole. Israel granted her, by the way, that humanitarian opportunity to see her grandmother. And she said, no, not under those situations. So I'm not sure. I would think you'd go see your grandma if she's 90, no matter what. But they're saying, well, you have ulterior motives. You're going to damage us while you're here. They say, hey, we're duly elected, and they are members of Congress. We ought to be allowed to go someplace where we give all this money and support. Ed Martin is back. So you were talking about the squad.
Yeah. So, and I think this is really, like I said, I was thinking about you and this in our discussion because I think this is really.
We are just having cell problems this morning, my friend.
That's right.
Sorry.
You're in a tunnel or something.
Ed, I'm sorry I'm not hearing you, my friend. You must be in. Okay. Well, we'll get him next time.
Okay.
Ed Martin. He's a president of the Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund. I'm a Cardinal fan, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
He bounces between St. Louis and Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Phyllis Schlafly, great conservative, passed away a few years ago and handpicked Ed to kind of run her operation. All right, 7:40. A few minutes ago, I talked to Yoshi Hayasaki. We'll make one more call on this. If you would like a free month at Hayasaki Gymnastics to try something, we played everything. The kids played soccer, basketball, peanut league, baseball, golf. Because you don't know. You don't know exactly. In gymnastics, they did gymnastics.
Yeah.
You don't know exactly what you'll be good at, but gymnastics seems to be a basis, a foundation of getting it going athletically. And some really good athletes start in gymnastics. You don't have to aspire to be a gymnast. You just get in there and bounce around, do a little forward roll and all that stuff, and they just love it.
Well, with my daughters in dance, they certainly have some stunts that they do during their routines that certainly help. And I know in our experience with track, to burst out and start the race and things like that, it all came from their gymnastic skills.
Well, if you want a free month, I'm sold on Yosh. He's a great guy. And he runs a great gymnastics center. If you want to go, text in the word gym, G-Y-M, or Yoshi, whatever you want, 359-2255. Stevie J will pay for it. You try it for four lessons. If you like it, great. If you don't, that's fine, too. I'm going to bet you're going to like this because the kids always want to come back. They have such fun.
Uh-huh.
And they really get some confidence going with how to move their body. 359-2255. Text me now if you want to be considered. I'll buy the first month for you. and for that little somebody in your life. And frankly, he said, we have adult classes, which I'm probably not man enough to man up and do, because everybody'd look at me, stare at me, laugh.
Those gym shorts.
You've never seen me in gym shorts.
I know. Thank goodness.
It's terrible. 359-2255, 742.
Buying your company is, you can always count on El Toro to satisfy your hunger.
Yep. Stephen Bishop, the Grammy-nominated singer who did the theme to Tootsie and on and on. And these are, he was also what, in Animal House?
Yeah, first-time texter says Stephen Bishop was in Animal House. Remember the John Belushi destroys the guitar scene.
I gave my love a story that had no end. I give...
Sorry. Smashed his guitar. He's singing on the steps to all these women just crooning.
That's
and
right.
Woo swooning and all these other things. And Belushi has his toga on.
Uh-huh. Toga, toga, toga.
And he grabs the guitar because it's just too sappy.
Mm-hmm.
But he's listed as charming guitar guy in the credits.
I see.
That was Stephen Bishop. He'll be up in about 45 minutes here on the radio. Okay, check of our sports headlines. Ask the Vet. It's Tuesday. We've called Dr. Todd Likens. That's also just ahead.
It's that blissful time of year yet again. A time for uncontainable elation everywhere you look. And I'm not just talking about summertime. I mean time for the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on select 2019 Honda Accord models, named America's best midsize sedan by Car and Driver. And while the joy caused by these deals is quite a joy to behold, it's even better to experience for yourself. So hurry in to your local Honda dealer.
See dealer for financing details. Excludes hybrid models. Car and Driver, January 2019.
It's that blissful time of year yet again. And I'm not just talking about summertime. I mean time for the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 2.9% APR on select 2019 Honda Civic models, which you made the best-selling compact car in America. Hurry into your local Honda dealer.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers or go to centralilhondadealers.com. See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Type R based on IHS market calendar year-to-date March 2019 for non-luxury traditional compact car segment new retail registrations in U.S.
The ribeye has the best, the greatest steak in town.
If you're looking for Champaign Urbana's great steak place, it's the Ribeye Restaurant for over 40 years. With their famous salad bar and their delicious fried shrimp, chicken, and twice-baked potato. The Ribeye Restaurant, 1701 South Neal Street, Champaign. Call for your reservations today.
Ribeye is the best, we're the one, the great one steak place.
Sports headlines, got some nasty rain moving our way. We're watching the red. We'll get the forecast up here in just a moment as well. Mm-hmm. First, your sports.
The St. Louis Cardinals beat the Milwaukee Brewers 3-0. So this means, especially with the Cubs being off yesterday, Cardinals are firm on top, right?
Half a game ahead, 3 now ahead of Milwaukee. Cardinals had a no-hitter through 7. With Gallegos had to come in relief of Dakota Hudson, who never did give up a hit in 6 2/3, was sensational.
Let's get your Redbird recap now.
Well, John Rooney, Dakota Hudson was something last night, wasn't he?
And he was part of another shutout, Mike. That's 8 shutouts this year for Cardinal pitching. And with the combined shutout, that's 4 in the month of August, as the Cardinals won 3-0. And the Cardinals played really good baseball, scoring 2 runs in the 5th. They got a home run from Paul DeYoung in the 6th inning, but the pitching did the rest. Hudson had a no-hitter going. He gave way. Finally, a one-hitter as a double by Yasmani Grandal off Giovanni Gallegos, and that was it. Andrew Miller was able to finish up, and the Cardinals have beaten the Brewers 3-0 and lead the Cubs by a half game and the Brewers by 3.
And we take on Milwaukee tonight against the left-hander Gonzalez. Michael Walker will go, and we're on the air at 5:50 with the pregame show, 6:35, the play-by-play.
And as I mentioned, the Cubs had the day off yesterday. They've got a series starting up from Wrigley against San Francisco. Yep. At least if it's Wrigley, though, we have better luck there.
Oh, man.
Cole Hamels on the mound for Chicago. 7:05 start on US 105.9. David Bodie bumped down to the minors.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, he had a pretty significant error when he was playing shortstop.
few games back.
Yeah, third place, yeah.
Okay.
So. Yeah, well,
in any case.
You know, David Bodie's still pretty good.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Chicago White Sox beat the Minnesota Twins 6-4. Jose Abreu with a three-run homer in the second. 7-10 start with those teams tonight. On to football. San Francisco beat Denver in preseason action 24-15. As far as what's happening in the Bears camp, they're trying to get that kicker that will replace Cody Parkey.
Yeah.
And it looks like Eddie Pinheiro will be the replacement after Elliott Fry was issued a waiver recently. And the top five AP, Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma, and the Ohio State.
Okay, let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, we do have some storms in the forecast, Stevie, and especially around 10 and until 3, a severe thunderstorm watch will be in effect. Today's high 85, down to 68. 82 the high tomorrow, 40% chance of showers, 64 our low in the evening. Only up to 78 for Thursday and Friday. Showers in the forecast for Thursday. We're at 72 now on ESPN 93.5.
Well, Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, a place you'll want to at least go to at least see if you want to buy one of their cars. They've got pre-owned, they got all the Hondas, they got all the BMWs, and they treat you like gold. They are an award-winning dealership, so I would just urge you that before you buy a vehicle, car, truck, van, stop by Honda BMW online at drivechampagne.com off Neil at Burwash in Savoy near the Savoy 16. And they just do a great job. They're just terrific at all facets of it. When they take your car in for service, they get it done right the first time. And again, an award-winning dealership. What's that look like? Well, it's a lot of good people.
Mm-hmm.
But it is. DriveChampagne.com, DriveChampagne.com. And our karaoke friend from Tolono is singing.
Yes.
That's at Houlihan's tonight?
Matthew Cloud is his name. Yeah, at the Illinois State Fair. He won and was able to open for Reba McEntire.
That's pretty cool.
On Sunday evening.
That's cool.
So he'll do his set between 5:30 and 7:30 at Houlihan's.
Oh, you can do a little eating and enjoying.
Yes.
Okay, and of course you got your Steaks Out Patio plays on Thursday. This is a special.
That's right.
So you can get a award-winning state champion and enjoy your steak wedge salad.
Exactly.
Or anything else they got on the Houlihan's menu. Houlihan's is fun. Sam is the man. iHotel Conference Center Houlihan's, and they are expanding 16,000 new square feet.
Nice.
His headline of the Gazette last week.
Okay.
I mean, it's a huge expansion for the iHotel. This is quite the operation. I told you, it's like the best property ever.
It's classy. It's nice.
Well, it's wonderful.
4 to 6, they have their happy apps and drink specials on Tuesdays. It's half-price bottles of wine. So make sure you check it out if you're heading out for the Ringo Starr show. The doors open at 6 for that. Show is at 7. It should be a great time tonight to see Matthew Cloud during patio play.
And Stephen Bishop next hour, who was inspired by Ringo Starr and the Beatles.
Okay, then.
Ringo tonight at State Farm, so you'll enjoy Houlihan's Restaurant. And then Ringo! Ringo Starr, one night only. One night. First time ever a Beatle in Champaign, Urbana, so that's cool.
Come on like a dream. Peaches and green. It's like strawberry wine. You're 16. You're beautiful. And you're mine.
I think pretty cool. And I think Stephen Bishop, who's on because he wrote another song, you know, he's been playing songs for 40 years and has been quite a songwriter for 40, 50 years now. He's on because he wrote a new one about mothers and daughters, fathers and sons. I think pretty poignant, and I love his music. It's just kind of a balladeer poet in, you know, the old style, and it tells a story. But essentially it says, hey, if you're a parent, it's a pretty big deal because your kids are watching. So we'll talk to Stephen Bishop about all that coming up in just a bit. It'll be next hour. ESPN 93.5, 754. It's our good friend, Dr. Todd Likens at the Pet Pro. How are you, my friend?
Hey, we're doing good today, Steve.
Okay. Good to have you on. Charlie had a bad knee. He went after that squirrel years ago. You had to do knee surgery on Charlie, the big lug.
Yep, that's what I figured we'd talk about today. It's surgery day here, and as usual, we have a doc has an ACL tear, and I figured so since we're talking knees on the football team, we might as well talk knees here too.
Common? Is this common?
Most common orthopedic injury we see is they tear tear up their knee. And so when you go into the process, and this is why I want to make sure everybody's aware of this, when there's a repair needed surgically, there's two main surgical options. And one surgery is about twice the price of the other. And so therefore, I want to make sure if your vet only talks about one, that they talk about both with you so you fully understand what you're getting into.
Okay.
The one surgery is basically a high-test fishing line that we anchor to the top bone and anchor to the bottom bone and put tension it up and just kind of recreate what happens with the ligaments. The other surgery involves relocating everything and getting it lined up more properly because most of the times the alignment's not great. And it really sounds good, but you got to really think about the price and you really got to think about the complications. And there are a lot of, like my surgeon, who's a board-certified surgeon, doesn't think it makes a real difference in the recovery. Now, there are others here that do that. Matter of fact, a lot of people do that. But, you know, not necessarily the only option.
Okay.
So I like for everybody to make an informed decision. So I'll be glad to talk to anybody. If your vet only talks about one, I'll be glad just to talk about both.
Okay. Good tip there. And I know that it's a real hiring market. But you telling me PetSmart had the audacity to walk into your place and recruit your groomer? I mean, that bold? Really?
Can you believe that?
No.
I mean, it's like, I ask them, like, when are they going to return the favor? I ask them what time I can come out and talk to their groomers about coming to work for me, and they said no. I don't get it.
What? Well, I mean, that's just, I mean, come on, man. Stalk them. Watch them go to Jimmy John's and then talk to them. Come on, man.
They did it at a time when I wasn't in the building.
Oh, so, wow. That's
so,
that's,
I mean, to still go forward with that, it was just amazing. Everybody wants Walterizing. You know, you can't beat Walterizing.
No, he's the best at grooming, and you're still doing that for $20?
$20, you bet.
Okay.
Got room today, even.
Ooh.
Yeah, can you believe it? It's back to school time. It slows down a little bit.
$20 to have the whole Walterized thing going on. I've got my brain turning about Charlie and Bella.
Mm-hmm.
By the way,
the nail clipping and stuff like that.
Nails, ears clean, anal glands, the whole ball of wax.
By the way, when Charlie, I don't let him chase squirrels anymore if I can help it because I'll say he might see a squirrel and I'll look up and say, well, look, Charlie, somebody's landed on the moon. I got to distract him. Otherwise,
that makes sense. Charlie doesn't need it. And it is there is genetic tendency here. So it's not at all uncommon if they tear up one knee that the other knee can eventually give out too.
Oh, gee.
Okay. It's Todd. How do people find you? My friend?
Well, they can just walk in like a lot of people do. They can text us soon. We're working on a new system. The leave voicemails, but it takes us time to get back at 355-PETS, 586-PETS. I hate to be this busy, but we are. It's a good problem.
Yep.
We'll get you.
All right. Good to talk to you, buddy. Talk to you next week.
All right. See you guys.
Thank you. Dr. Todd Likens, the Pet Pro, Madison Kirby, also next to the police station in Muhammad.
You know, he mentioned the knee, and we didn't hit it in that last round of sports about Marquez Beeson and the season-ending knee injury.
Yeah, not a shock, but sure disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll be back. The news is next. Stephen Bishop highlights our next hour, ESPN 93.5. 7:58.
This is the time of year that we're looking for enthusiastic, energetic employees for our family business. We were voted recently one of the best places to work in Champaign-Urbana, and I think it's because we really do form a family. Our employees enjoy interacting with the public to greet our guests. It's an important position anytime you're an employee at our business because you represent our family. So we want friendly people who have the same values that we have, you know, which is caring for people and giving them a great experience while they're out at the farm. You can visit CurtisOrchard.com and apply online today.
If you want the best, go to